plate a potential nugget.
And in the book, I really like the metaphor where you say listening is a bit like yoga, where you breathe out the desire to direct the conversation so that you're able to breathe in the point of view of the other. But again, as a leader, sometimes you need to steer a ship in a certain direction. There are objectives to be met and stakeholders to be satisfied. How do you balance the need to steer conversation somewhere as a leader with the point you make about resisting the urge to steer? Is there a tension there?
There is, of course, there is. But I reconcile it like this, that if I care deeply about something, very deeply, and I want that to be the driver of not just myself, but of the world, mm-hmm. some value that I care about very deeply, I can't run away from that. To change that is very difficult and perhaps not necessary. I mean, if my value is one in which I want to make the world better, and in my perspective, better for other people and not just myself, then I should pursue that value. But I want followers to come along with me. People will follow if they care for where you're going, if they care for the same thing that you care about. I would hate to be in a position where I've marched off with this great passion and commitment, thinking in my mind that this is the right thing and people will follow me. And then I turn around, you know, having marched off anything, I find no one's behind me. Then I'm like Don Quixote on his animal, you know, no one's around. And I can pretend I'm a leader, but there are no followers. So I must, as I take off on this journey, start listening to others around myself, listening to what they care about. You see, and if I want to influence them with my caring, as I learned in my days in Tartars, when you are listening to someone else, there's a window given to you because they will ask you also. Then only they will honestly, openly ask you after you have respected them and heard them. Then they might. Otherwise, they may, because you're the boss, hear you, but they're not wishing to follow you. They don't wish to follow you. They may have to. So I do feel that for a leader, yes, you must have something that you care about. So I say that my definition of leadership is she or he who takes the first steps towards something that she or he deeply cares about and in ways that others will wish to follow. So in that sentence with these three parts, I think there's some key things here. It's about something that you deeply care about. It's about taking the first steps and not waiting for others to take the steps. So you take the risk. And immediately, in ways that others wish to follow. And to locate what others' wishes are. And to maybe even be molded by their wishes. It's okay. Be open to change yourself.
Very, very interesting. In my work in leadership transitions, I find that when people move from a CXO to a CEO role, this need for listening really shoots up and takes a lot of people by surprise, and some even get burnt badly by it because they're too rigid in their ways. When you're in your function, you're often the master of your domain, and you can get away by speaking more, listening less, and dazzling your troops with your technical brilliance. But when you become a general manager or a CEO with multiple functions reporting in, a couple of things happen. One, the power distance between you and your direct report suddenly shrinks in most situations. The people that report into you are not that different from you in terms of their journey, and in some cases are possibly even more experienced or tenured than you. Second, you're now in several conversations where your team member arguably knows much more than you on a certain topic. Listening is your only way out to build credibility and to add value. Given we grow in a context that applauds achievement, I've seen several people race up to the CXO mark and suddenly they derail because they're not able to make the shift to leading through listening. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit playtopotential.com.